It's time for Talkin' Books, made possible by Epilogue Books on Franklin Street. Hey, relax and unwind in the heart of Chapel Hill with a delicious coffee, a captivating book, indulgent chocolate, or a glass of wine or craft beer with friends. Epilogue is a place where people can gather to cultivate ideas, learn old ones, or escape into the welcoming atmosphere that books and chocolate and coffee all provide. And speaking of a welcoming atmosphere, it's always great to have Susan Brown in the room with us as we talk books this half hour. She heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and I have a request.
Uh-oh.
Oh, whoa, word?
Now and forthcoming.
Yes.
At least through the length of today's show.
Right.
Please refer to me as Susan Books.
Susan Books. Oh, okay.
Susan Books.
Susan
Not
Books.
She was listening earlier this morning.
Yes, and I will say it made me think, actually, because we're in October, of David S. Pumpkins. I could be Susan H. Books.
Yes.
Susan H. Books is her own thing.
Susan Books.
That's
me. Love it. How are y'all doing?
Oh, we're good. How are things going at the library?
Good. We're excited for the Friends book sale. Thanks for all of the shout outs y'all are giving that. And I have to say that I feel like the previous two sales, so because COVID, they're doing these weekly themed sales rather than one big sale. And I feel like the previous two weekends were really just practice runs.
Of course.
There was the kids sale, which, you know, the children are there, so everybody was on their best behavior.
Of course.
Last week was fiction, you know, that was fine. But the big sale, I mean, so many books, is the nonfiction sale. So this was all, everything else was Bush League. We are going into the Premier League this weekend because the nonfiction sale, first of all, there's so many books. So they will be restocking all weekend. It's cookbooks and gardening books and business books and biographies and all the big art books, all the things.
Because that's the thing. Like, fiction is, you talk about fiction and nonfiction as being two categories, but fiction is one category, and then nonfiction encompasses,
well, within fiction, there's genres.
Right.
But yeah, nonfiction, it's a huge sale.
Go with me on this one, Susan H. Books.
Well, here, I will tell you this story.
You know I'm wrong.
Right.
I know I'm wrong.
But the listeners also know you're wrong.
You're wrong, yes.
So just to sort of share all of the wealth and variety that is in this sale. A couple weeks ago, I was at work and I was picking up an order for my husband, dear James, who often gets talked about in a loving fashion, never snarkily on this show by me. So I pick up his online bookstore order. I'm going into a meeting and I'm pulling out what he ordered. And I kind of shared with everybody. I said, let's just take a look at my husband's book order.
Of course.
So there was
love and snark never overlap in the life world of Susan Books.
There was well done. There was a biography of Beethoven. There was a history of the Veuve Clicquot champagne brand. There was a book about like underground bird watching. There was a biography of Jane Austen. And there was, a cookbook of, like, coffee house classics from, like, Vienna.
Ooh.
So I'm showing everybody, and I'm just like, this is my husband. This is what he reads, and this is what you can get at the Friends sale.
Are you watching underground birds, or are you underground watching birds?
I don't know.
That's such a cool pull list.
Yeah.
So, right.
That
but
sounds
then,
so rad.
But here we go. So, and I wasn't really making fun. You know,
of course not.
You
I
can't
wasn't
make
laughing
fun
at
of
him.
Enabling
so
others
cool.
to
I was
so.
Laughing with him. Uh-huh. So then I get home, and I tell him this, and he just looks at me, and I said, what, honey? And he says, those were all gifts for other people, including one for you.
Well, now I'm less excited about it. It was way cooler.
I mean, he would read them all. He's probably going to read them all first
course,
and then
right.
give them as gifts. But I was just like, oh, sorry, babe.
Real quick follow-up question about which one of those five was the gift for you.
The biography of Jane Austen.
Okay. All right.
Very thoughtful.
That's fair. Yeah.
He's not giving it to me now. I think he threw it in the trash.
Well.
Making aggressive eye contact and just
right,
dropping
exactly,
it right in the
exactly.
trash can.
It is a universally acknowledged fact that you are not getting anything
That's
for
right.
your birthday.
So all of those types of books and many more are available at the Friends Sale this weekend. Members only Friday. You can join at the door, open to the public Saturday
and Sunday.
Including
one biography of Jane Austen that may have recently been donated.
That's right.
Awesome. Yeah. So with that in mind, we're talking books, so let's recommend nonfiction books, right, today?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Covering that whole entire genre.
Who's going first?
I think you are, because you've brought two props.
You do have a stack.
I've only got one recommendation, so we'll start with you and then go back around at the end.
So I grabbed a couple of my favorite nonfiction books from my hallway bookshelf as I was walking out the door, both of which I picked up at the Friends Sale, and both of which I've actually seen copies there because I get to preview the sale.
Nice.
The first one is coming out as a movie in the next year. It's called Killers of the Flower Moon, The Osage Murders and the Birth of the FBI by David Gran. So I love to read nonfiction that reads like fiction. Mm-hmm. And this is a story of what happened in the 1920s when the richest people per capita in the world were the Osage Indian Nation because oil, they found oil there. And within a few years, they start being murdered.
Right.
And so the FBI is newly formed, and they come out to figure out what is going on. And it's nonfiction that reads like a page-turner. The movie's coming out maybe later this year, maybe next year. It just wrapped, I think, but really, really good book. If you love it, like, touches on both history, true crime, sort of cultural history. It's a great book.
All right. Awesome. Victor?
So mine is not nearly as exciting as the FBI solving their first huge case. It's called Braiding Sweetgrass, Indigenous Wisdom, Scientific Knowledge, and the Teachings of Plants by Robin Wall Kimmerer. And I know even by that title, it sounds like it's going to not exactly be scientific in nature. But honestly, I think I can compare it to J. Kenji Lopez Ault writing about food. Like, there is artistry to it, but also science. And Robin Wall Kimmerer is a botanist. And in writing this book, she really talks about plants, what it takes in nature for plants to grow, and what plants can potentially do for you. It's a really poetic examination of our place in our world that focuses on plant life. And I thought that it was really fun to read. I don't read a lot of nonfiction, so I had to kind of go back in the catalog a little bit for this one, but I did have a good time reading this book.
Awesome. I've never heard of that one. That's cool.
It is. Yeah. It is very cool. If you'd like to know more about, like, the natural side of medicine that is actually medicine, as opposed to, I like this, and I'm going to pretend that it's medicine.
As opposed to the natural side of medicine that you often hear about on the internet that
has absolutely
no value whatsoever.
Yeah. Then this is your book.
I like it. All right, awesome. I went in your direction, Susan, to try to come up with the most riveting, like, reads like a novel nonfiction book that I could think of, and I immediately went back to Into Thin Air by Jon Krakauer, which is the book that he wrote about the Everest expedition, the disastrous, fatal Everest expedition in the 90s, which he happened to be on. So this is a first-person account as well. He was on this expedition to write a story about this tourism industry with Mount Everest and how it's ruining everything. And yes, as it turns out, it does in a very, very disastrous way. But the story that he tells, the experience that the people have, the fact that he sets us up with all of these great stories about the people who were going on this adventure and then what they ended up having to deal with. Some of them made it out, some of them didn't. It's a tragic story, but it's thrilling, it's riveting, it will make you angry, it will inspire you and everything else. So that's still, I think, my favorite nonfiction book in terms of just its the reading experience of it, right?
And really any of his books read
way, right? Big time. Yeah.
Okay, so the other one I grabbed because October is by Stacy Schiff, who's a wonderful biographer. She won a Pulitzer for her biography of Cleopatra, but this is called The Witches, Salem 1692. So I kind of have a thing for reading about the Salem witch trials. Read a lot of fiction about it, and this was one of the better nonfiction books I've read about it. So what she does, the kind of angle she takes, it's very, very well researched. She goes back to primary documents, but she really elevates and focuses on the young women and the teenage girls who were really at the center of this, and she sort of tells the story through the lens of them, which makes you think about the voices of teenage girls today and all of these different angles of it. But really, really good. Not short, but very readable. The Witches by Stacey Schiff would be a great read for October.
You probably already know it since you said you're really into the Salem Witch Trials, but Bradbury, are you aware of the Bradbury connection?
No.
Ray
Bradbury has an ancestor, Mary Bradbury, who was convicted during the witch trials.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She just managed to break out and evade authorities, I suppose, or the witch posse trying to hunt us. Whoever was like looking for her, she managed to evade them long enough that people started to realize the witch trials were nonsense and that we shouldn't actually kill these people. Yeah. And then she came back out of hiding. And now we have Ray Bradbury.
And I think the story with Ray Bradbury is that part of Fahrenheit 451 was kind of inspired by the fact that he's got that in his family history.
Yeah,
right?
That's great.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's a fun story. Hey, that's Talking Books with Susan Brown, the Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library. Susan Books. I'm sorry. That's Talking Books with Susan Books of Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library, holding a fall book sale this Saturday and Sunday, October 9th and 10th. Get more info at friendschpl.org. Susan Books, thank you so much.
Thank you.